You know, I don't know what you came expecting today, but for some of you, the reason that you're here is because there was a time in your life, and it may have been maybe a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, it may have been years back in your life, but there was a time for some of you where Jesus became more than just a word, more than just a name. But for you, at that point in your life, Jesus became like real to you. I mean, like he changed your life, totally changed things, changed the direction, changed your perspective, your outlook on life. And he just changed things. He changed your priorities. He changed your values. And you felt just passionately crazy in love with Jesus. And so Christmas for you is just an incredibly special time for you to just remember and reflect on Jesus coming into the world and to say just this big thank you, thank you, thank you for what you did for me and for our world. For others of you, you're here because this is kind of tradition for you. And this is what you do at this time of the year. And we're glad that you're here for that. And then there are others of you that you got roped into this, you know. You're here under a little bit of duress, a little under pressure, maybe. Maybe you're here to appease someone. But whatever the reason that you think you're here, I believe that God brought you here today for a reason. And I would just say, man, while you're here, why not maximize this time and the possibility that maybe God does want to do something special in your life. You know, there are a lot of us here that we believe that Jesus, the Jesus whose birth we celebrate this time of year, we believe that Jesus was a real person, like a person in history, not some fable, not some fairy tale or anything like that, but he was a real person in history. But not only that, we believe that Jesus was actually God in human flesh. Fully God, 100% God, 100% man, that he came into this world to be the Savior, the rescuer of the world, that he came as the Messiah, the one that people had been waiting for, people had anticipated for over 400 years. They had been expecting this Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, to come into the world, and he came as the light of the world, as the light of life. And one of the things that we all actually have in common is that we all came into this world at birth. Every one of us. I mean, we may not remember it. I certainly don't. We don't remember any of the details of those early months and probably even years of our life. But we all came into this world when we were born. Crying, making cute little noises, pooping, other noises, other things that we did at that point. But we came into this world in that way. But what's sometimes kind of confusing and kind of baffling to people is when they discover that while Jesus entered this world, came into this world, our world at birth, he didn't come into existence at his birth, or even at his conception. Rather, Jesus has always existed. In fact, Scripture claims that Jesus has always been. He's been from as far back as any kind of time that we can even talk about. Jesus has always been. He has always existed. So I want to look at that today. If you have your Bible, you can look at this passage of Scripture. It's found in John chapter 1. John was actually written by one of Jesus' closest followers. And the specific purpose, he says, for him writing this section of Scripture was to help people understand who Jesus was and why he came into the world so that people could believe in him. So they had placed their faith in him so they would be able to follow Jesus and discover how he wanted us to live our lives. So they discover life. So we wouldn't just be alive, but so we could live fully alive. So once you look at this, we're going to throw it up on the screen as well. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, it says, in the beginning, like at the very beginning of time as we know it, in the beginning was the Word. And the word right there refers to Jesus. Now, if you were reading this, or if you're here and you're hearing this for the first time, you'd really have no idea that that's who or what it referred to. But it goes on, and we'll figure that out, and we'll look at that here in just a minute. So it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I want to skip on down to verse 14, because this is where it kind of clarifies who the Word really is. So in verse 14, it goes on and it says, the Word became flesh, became a person, became a human. So there's a hint as to who this is, and made his dwelling among us. He lived here on earth. And at this point, you'd go realizing that, wow, maybe this is a person. Maybe it's talking about Jesus coming into this world, which is in fact who it's talking about. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, his wonder, his splendor, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came to offer us grace and truth. But then go back to verse 1. I want you to look at that again through this lens of realizing more clearly that the Word refers to Jesus. In the beginning, at the very beginning, was the Word, was Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, was with God. And the Word, talking about Jesus, Jesus was God. What it's saying is Jesus is God. And he proved that. He proved that he was God by how he lived, by how he loved people around him, by the miracles that he did. But the ultimate proof that he was who he claimed to be was his coming back to life. Nobody has ever predicted their own death and their resurrection and then pulled it off. But Jesus. But he did. And then it goes on in verse 2, and it says, he, talking about Jesus, was with God in the beginning. Through him, through Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Everything that has been made, all of creation, was made through Jesus. And then it goes on in verse 4 and says, in him, in Jesus, was life. In him, Jesus is the life giver. He is the very source of life. In fact, at one point, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the very source of life. In him was life. And that life, says, was the light of all mankind. Later on in Jesus' ministry in John chapter 8, if you have your Bible, you can turn there. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus made this statement. He said, I am the light of the world. I'm the one who is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I want to look at that a little more closely. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Which means, in essence, that he is the light for everyone and anyone, everybody, anywhere is welcome to come to Jesus, to come into the light. It doesn't matter who you are, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of where you're from, regardless of your socioeconomic status, how much or how little you have, regardless of the baggage from your past, regardless of the blunders, the junk in your life, regardless of the fact that at times you have been so rude and mean and insensitive to people in your life, regardless of the sin, the selfishness, the pride, the arrogance that at times we've carried with us in our life, even though at times we have turned our back on God, some of us have turned our back on God time after time after time, some of us have ignored God time after time, and yet he came into the world to be the light of our lives. What he wants to do is he wants to light up your life. And then it goes on. And Jesus says, whoever, again, anyone, anywhere, at any time, whoever follows me will never, that's a big word, will never walk in darkness. The condition, the prerequisite to not walking, living in darkness, Jesus said, was what? To follow him. The prerequisite is to follow Jesus. And when we do that, when we make that decision in our lives to follow Jesus, Jesus becomes the light of our life. And what he begins to do is he begins to dispel and begins to push back the darkness from our life. Whether we realize it or not, darkness just messes up our lives in so many ways. And you just think about physical darkness. I mean, when we're in darkness, we can't see clearly. We don't see things around us. We can't even see well where we are. We can't see where we're going. I've tried to walk through the house in the middle of the night, not turn on lights, and invariably I end up banging into something. I'll bang my shin into a chair that's where it wasn't supposed to be, or I'll stub my toe. And there are times I've just walked flat into a door that I thought was going to be open, and I just face first, this is a plant right into it. That's darkness. That's what it does to us. We can't see clearly in the darkness. When you're in darkness for an extended period of time, just sitting at home and it's dark, maybe not even totally dark, maybe just gloomy. And what's that do? It starts getting depressing. It just, we lose our energy in that situation. Our fears get bigger. In the darkness, they're augmented. If you've ever been at home alone in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you wake up and you start hearing these noises, they're strange. It's like, I've never heard that. What is that? Somebody in the house. It just augments all of this stuff. But Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas, he came in to the world to be the light of life, to be the light in us, to push back the darkness, to dispel darkness in our life, to be a light that paves the way, that shines the way for us. Like if you had a flashlight going through the darkness at home, or a lantern going along our path, or you turn on the headlights on your car to drive through the darkness. What he wants to do is he wants to provide us with guidance and direction in our life. He wants us to be able to see what the best and healthiest path is for our lives. He wants to push back the darkness. He wants to shine the light so we don't keep banging in to different things. We don't keep banging in, crashing in to heartbreak, crashing in to emptiness, crashing in to loneliness, crashing in to the potholes of life. He doesn't want us living in despair. What he wants to bring, one of the other things that light brings, is it brings hope. I mean, I've experienced, maybe you have, when you're sick, when you're heartbroken, when there's just a lot of stress and pressure, and it's the middle of the night and you can't shut your mind off. I mean, it just continues to race and it just keeps going, and you'd like to get some rest and you just can't wait for the light to come. You can't wait for morning, because the morning brings hope. Jesus brings hope as a light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus, the light of the world, wants to be the light of our lives. He doesn't want us living in darkness. He doesn't want us living directionless, without purpose, without meaning. He doesn't want us living our lives in despair, in hopelessness. What he wants to do is he wants to breathe life into us. He wants to light up our lives. You know, one of the things that I love to do, I just enjoy it so much, is being able to just sit down with people one-on-one and just talk to them about Jesus, talk to them about their spiritual life. And if I could do that this Christmas with each of you, I would love to be able to sit down and ask, and I would ask him probably all kinds of different ways, but in essence, what I would love to ask each one of you is, has there been a time in your life where Jesus became more than just a name, more than just a word for you? Has there been a time where Jesus became more than just the baby who was born in Bethlehem and was placed in a manger? do you really know Jesus? Like really, I mean, is he real to you? Has he made a difference in your life? Has he changed your life? Have you opened up your heart to him? Are you living your life following him, following his ways? And if you've made that decision for yourself in your life, then you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you know what Christmas is all about. You know what it's like to experience his reckless, never-ending love. You know what it feels like, what it's like to live with him as the light of life in you. You know the difference that Jesus can make in your life. And for some of you, even as I talk about that today, Jesus changing your life, Jesus being real to you, more than just a story that you hear about, that just, it doesn't resonate. It doesn't compute. There's never been anything like that for you. And yet for some of you, there's something in you, like a little spark, that would like for there to be more. Would like for Jesus to be that real for you. And what you need to understand is this Jesus that came into the world as a little baby, whose birth we celebrate, he loves you. He loves you more fully, more deeply than you probably begin to realize. He came to be the Savior of the world. But not just that, he came to be your personal Savior. And when we open up our lives to him and we invite him into our lives, it's like our lives go from black and white to living color to high definition. You see, Jesus, this little baby, he came into the world and ultimately died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, for yours and mine, so we could experience his love, so we could experience his forgiveness, so we could experience life, so we could experience hope. Came so we could have him as the light of our lives that dispels darkness around us. And even right now, today, this Christmas, you'd express, God, I want that. Right now, you just say, God, I want Jesus to be the guide of my life. I want him, his light, to direct me. I want that gift of forgiveness, of life, of hope. I want to follow Jesus in my life. If there's just a spark, Even just a little ember that's glowing of interest in knowing, I mean, like really knowing Jesus this Christmas right now, you have a choice. You can either fan that little spark and fan it into a flame that becomes the light of Jesus in your life, or you can just douse it with water. It's your choice. What I hope, what I would love to see you do is for you to fan that little ember, that little spark into something that becomes real in you.